welcome to Girls in Heels, and it's just two girls today, but that's okay because we are at least in heels, which is really the important part. We're going to be talking about all kinds of things. Oh, I have to tell you about something that happened this week at the Golden Globes, because it was just the other night, so we have to catch up on the Golden Globes quickly.
Yes.
And then I'm sure, Teresa, you have stories.
Yeah, we have lots of things. We have lots of good things to talk about.
I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, and my co-host today, it's just Teresa. It's just me and Teresa.
Yes.
Because Nicole is, we can't tell you where she is.
One of the twins.
Secret.
No, I can tell you.
Oh, you can? Okay.
No, I can.
I didn't know if she wanted us to like reveal what's going on with her. Okay, so where is Nicole today?
Okay, actually, well, first of all, we're turning off these ringers. We came into the city, and that's, you know what, when you have your own business, and everyone knows Nicole's a jet broker, she has a huge flight going out today, and unfortunately, oh my gosh, there was a mechanical problem with one of her planes. And so now she's searching for another plane for one of her huge clients to get on. And it's a 15-person passenger plane. So, yeah, so she's right now in the – she's outside with the driver, and she's doing her work in the car. Yeah, she's a little stressed right now. So I said, you know what, Nicole, obviously you can't record today at podcast. You finish what you have to do, and Cooper and I will carry on.
We will.
Girls in Heels. There are two girls in heels today.
I love that the backseat of the car is her office right now.
Oh my gosh, it is. I felt so bad. I was running in and she's like, oh my God. I'm like, I felt so bad. But you know what? Hey, listen, that's life.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. That's really stressful.
You have to just push through it and say a prayer and be like, dear God, please, 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 please.
All right. So maybe
keep the faith. Keep the faith.
Yeah,
God is good all the time. I always say that.
She'll find another plane.
She'll find another plane. Exactly. Within an hour.
For the rich people.
Within an hour. Oh, my gosh. Exactly. What problem?
I feel so terrible for them.
Oh, my God. What problem?
They may have to take regular flights.
No. That's not. They are not.
Why? What's so bad about a regular plane if you're flying first class? If you have that kind of money, just go in first class. Isn't it just as nice?
I know. I guess, you know what? I guess when you're taking your whole family, I mean, God bless them. There's like 15 of them. I guess people like to just party it up on their own plane. I know, right? It sounds kind of crazy.
Well, no, but you know what? I will say that from watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, which I don't know why I say it's your competition. It's just not.
Right,
But those girls all have one of the girls has her own private plane.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't have our own private plane.
And
we don't.
She's got two planes, a big one and a little one.
Does she really?
Uh-huh. And what's interesting is she likes the idea of being able to come and go as she pleases, which obviously, if you have that kind of money, it's...
Who is this? Who?
What's her name? Erica Jane.
Oh.
Erica Jane, yeah. She's married to some big famous attorney who's done some big famous cases.
I mean, that's pretty good for an attorney to have two planes. I could see if like a basketball, like, you know, team owner or I don't know, but that's pretty good for an attorney.
I know. He's a
to have two planes?
I mean, he's a famous attorney.
Attorneys do well, but you're talking to have two, to own your two planes. It's kind of like, wow.
I know. He's probably the attorney for like Obama or something. I don't know the whole story because I don't really pay attention to him.
Oh,
I'm more interested in her and her drama.
I know. Talking about drama, you were saying something about the Golden Globes.
Yeah, this is my favorite story, and we cannot
miss it. I was watching it last night because today's Monday, so
okay.
Our podcast is this week, so let's see.
I don't know if you saw this or not, and I'm sorry Nicole isn't here because I wanted to show her this really hot guy that everybody is perving over today.
Oh my gosh! From the movie The Room. Is that his father?
That's the father.
The father!
Okay.
I'm looking at this picture. It's so funny of the picture because I was watching it last night. Number one, oh gosh, it's so funny. I was looking at that kid.
Did you make a note?
I made a note because I'm going to tell you something. Not about him. I was looking. Who was it? I was writing certain things down last night, which really, I just always take notes. It's just a mental thing for me.
Right.
I love the Golden Globes. That little kid was amazing in The Room. I have to see the movie. Did you see it?
Jason Tremblay is his name.
I did not see it.
I did see the movie. Yeah, I'm a SAG Awards voter, so I probably am not allowed to say this, that I can give you a copy of it because I'm not allowed to. But so I can't give you a copy of it, even though I have a disc and I can't give it to you.
You can't get
I can't give it to you.
You can't? Uh-huh.
No,
as you're shaking that, no,
uh-uh.
Not at all, because we don't have any connections, yo. We're really, you know. Oh, my gosh. And it's Brie Larson, right?
Yeah.
I love her.
Yeah, I love her, too. She's terrific.
I think her energy is very sweet. I just could tell I like her. I like her as a person, but I have not seen... When did this movie come out, I'm ashamed to say?
Well, here's what's...
When was it out?
Here's what's interesting about it. It won all these festivals. Like, it won the Toronto Film Festival.
Okay.
It was at Sundance. It was everywhere. People were going berserk for this film at the festivals.
Okay.
It just came out, like, a few weeks ago. And so, I mean, it's still in the theaters now, but this film is going to be getting Oscar nominations. And here's what's interesting about it. The writer, it's a book.
Okay.
And the writer's name is Emily Donahue. And the book did really well. It was a bestseller in like 2012 or 2013 or whenever it came out. And it's been doing great for years. So, of course, every movie studio approached her and said, we want to make a movie out of this. And she said no.
Really?
She said, I know a director. I want to write the screenplay myself. We are going to do it ourselves. So she really took a risk by not signing with a big giant, because this is—it's not like she's
another
with, you know,
brilliant
Paramount.
Woman. Woo, woo, woo,
I know,
woo, woo.
Yeah, and or egomaniac. I'm not quite sure which it is.
But she knew what she was doing. She made the right choice.
Yeah,
she really did. Awesome. Yeah. So that guy is hot.
So what happened was, so the little boy in the movie is, of course, he's nominated also. So he's at the Golden Globes on the red carpet, and he's with this hot, hot guy. And everybody's, I mean, everyone is perving on this guy, going berserk. And they find out it's the kid's father, and he's a police detective.
Is he?
Which makes it even sexier, I think.
Sexier, exactly. Handcuffs and whoa. Wait, that's so funny that you have this picture that I'm looking at across the way right now. Because last night as I'm watching it, I saw the little kid and then I saw that guy next to him and I go, wow.
Which one's the actor?
I'm like, exactly. And I said, he does not look familiar to me, but he is one handsome guy.
I almost want to commit a crime. Let's find out where he
is. Yeah, exactly. Like, officer, exactly. Run the red light. I don't know. Commit a crime. He's a detective. Something. Let's go steal something out of a grocery store or something. Please, call the cops. Call the cops, please.
Wait, actually, no. I'll call them for you.
Exactly.
I'll call the cops.
Exactly. She stole something. She stole something.
I'll steal something. You call the cops.
And then if
they said the wrong guy, we'll be like, sorry, no wrong
cop. No, exactly. No. Wrong.
Steal something else.
Wrong.
Call
exactly. What do we have to do to get the detective here? Oh, my God. What else was there last night? I was looking at this. Oh, Sylvester Stallone. I was so happy.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like, unless somebody won in 1977, that's pretty scary.
He's very interesting because I don't know if you saw on the red carpet, he said something like, nobody's interested in me unless I'm Rocky Balboa.
Oh, like, yeah.
Not that he wasn't good in The Expendables, not that he wasn't good in anything else he's done. It's just that character is so indelible. When you look at him, you think Rocky. It's hard to see him in other roles. I mean, I think Arnold Schwarzenegger has the same problem, right?
Yes, totally. Look at him, the Terminator. Right. You see the Terminator. Exactly.
Yeah. So it's
Who
really
else
tough.
Was there?
What did you think of the whole Leonardo DiCaprio, Lady Gaga snub? Like, did you see the whole thing that went on there?
Oh, what went on there? Tell me.
So my interpretation of it was this. The tables are really close together and the chairs are like, you've been to like weddings and parties
and
things. Like, it's hard to walk through those chairs and tables. Imagine your name gets called. It's the Golden Globes. You got to march your ass up there.
Right.
You got to move. You got to move.
No, I must
have
missed that.
Lady Gaga,
go. No.
You know, and she probably didn't think she was going to win. She was, you know, she's not an actress. She was up against all these people. So Leo DiCaprio is leaning back on his chair.
Oh, no.
He has his elbow on his chair. And to get by him, she brushed his arm, but like pushed it. And I guess, you know, he's sort of like, nobody bumps into me. So he made a face.
Except Lady Gaga.
I know. He made a face like he was like rolling his eyes. He was like, ugh. Like,
you know,
excuse me, lady. And people were saying that he made the face because she didn't belong there, because she won an Oscar and she's too young. I mean, a Golden Globe, she's too young. Everyone had interpretations of it, but I think she just bumped him. And
exactly.
He's just, you know,
I wouldn't look into that too much. I really have to tell you, though, certain ones, like, I was kind of confused. Like, oh, what was it? That comedy? Like, I don't get the whole...
How The Martian was a comedy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll tell you
Please
exactly
tell
how.
Me.
Yeah.
I just didn't get that. I'm like, why?
I've read so many articles about this. Matt Damon is really beloved in Hollywood, but he doesn't really do comedies anymore. Like, he's stopped, like, the Dumb and Dumber thing. Like,
right,
now
exactly,
he's
yeah.
Born Identity guy. So a lot of people were very upset that he wasn't nominated for SAG Awards. People were saying he's not going to be nominated for an Oscar. So they wanted to find a way to nominate the movie and nominate him. But there was so much competition in the drama category.
Yeah.
So they decided to put it in the comedy category.
Oh, okay.
I know.
And even, I was just looking at some of these movies. Wasn't, oh God, what was the other one also? Was it the one with The one who was never won an Oscar. What's his name? The big guy.
Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah.
The Revenant.
Revenant? Wasn't that in comedy also?
No.
Because that one was not a comedy.
No, no.
That one was like, I mean, literally the bears. Come on. No, because I thought one of them, oh, I know, Joy, whatever. The other
right.
one. Come on. That's not, that wasn't a comedy. Why was she nominated? And I love her, mm-hmm. Jennifer Lawrence. Why was that in comedy? And I happen to love her.
You know, and the problem with that movie is the fact that it was like a Lifetime made-for-TV movie. The fact that it was in the theaters. I mean, the SAGs did nominate it. We snubbed her.
And the reason is because there's
better movies. There's better actors.
Okay, great. It was about perseverance. And great, it was a great story for young girls to see. She persevered and she kept on failing. And yes, right. then she became a very successful, you know, she made it. She did it. She believed in her product. It was about belief, to me anyway. I was not thrilled about the movie. My sister loved the movie. Mm. Nicole liked it. I thought it was, it kind of bored me.
Yeah.
But then something came out of it. Like looking at it with my friend's kids, young teenagers, I was like, you know what, girls? All right. After I kind of, you know, evaluated, kind of looked at it, I'm like, okay, you know what? Mm. It was about belief. She believed in her product so much. I mean, imagine going on QVC or Home Shopping Club and all of a sudden, like the lights go on and not one sale.
Right.
That's like a tragedy. Awful. That's like awful. That's like, oh my gosh. And then yet she told the guys, no, let me do this. Let me sell this product. And she did it. And all of a sudden, ba-bing, 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 30,000, 40,000, 48,000, 50,000, 100,000 freaking mops. I mean, what the heck? A mop. She believes in a mop. So it's all about belief. But otherwise, I think it was a comedy. Like, no, Jennifer Lawrence. I love that Schumer chick. Love
Amy
her.
Schumer, yeah. She's
love
pretty
her.
Out there, yeah.
I just like her. I think she's
funny.
She's real. She's funny. I don't know.
Yeah, she's real. That's what I like about
her,
too.
She's real.
You know, I don't think I've ever told you this story. I auditioned to be one of the girls on QVC.
Did you?
Yeah, I had like 4 callbacks.
Oh, my gosh.
To be one of the, you know how there's always the celebrity and then there's the host?
Yes.
So I auditioned to be one of the hosts. And it came down to like me and this one girl. And,
oh my gosh!
Yeah, and like we kept getting called back, and we kept getting like I'd see her on
right.
the train. She was
yeah.
coming from the city also. And
right.
We were like, what's going on? Like,
right.
why'd they just hire both of us? And
yeah, like
all this kind of
on.
Stuff. Yeah, and she was really like I loved her. Like she and I were like BFFs by the end of it because we spent so
right.
much time there. So that place is like a compound.
It's crazy.
It's in Westchester, Pennsylvania. Have you been?
No.
It's in
Nicole and I were supposed to do something possibly in the future. I plan
you have
on
to
doing something.
You have
yeah.
to. It's in the middle of nowhere, okay? And you get there and everything's there. The shipping and the everything is there.
No,
okay?
It's wild.
And all the studios, and it's a compound. It's amazing. So I go in for my audition and they start handing you things and they want you to talk about it. So they just hand you a pen,
oh, no.
and you have to just start making shit up, you know? And the good thing about being in radio is that I'm used to talking out of, you know, my own brain and not
right.
out of a script. So they hand me a pen. I'm like, well, this pen is terrific, and it's better than most of the pens that you see out there because this has black ink, and there's a lot of research that shows black ink means business. And if you're a woman, you want to make sure that you mean business. So you need not just a black pen, but this black pen, because look at how comfortably,
it's
you know, and you
amazing.
Had to, like, keep coming up with
it's
stuff.
So
right.
true. And you're selling. It's so, sales.
So the final audition, they said, bring something from home that you
oh,
want
no.
to talk about. Okay. So I was like, you know, I was
like, what?
This was years
heck?
Ago. I was
oh,
living
no.
in some studio. I'm like, what the hell do I have to talk about? So I brought this pillowcase that was t-shirt material and the buttons were like these pearlized buttons, you know,
right.
kind of thing. And I brought my pillowcase to talk about it.
How did you sleep with pearlized buttons? Or maybe like a silk pillowcase, like it doesn't rip your hair or you don't get wrinkles, right?
I said that. I
just
said
tell
that.
Women that.
I said that anyway.
Hurt your hair,
it's
exactly.
It's untrue, but.
You don't get wrinkles. Yeah, anything that has to do with anti-aging, I'm sold. Just tell me it keeps you young forever. You'll look great. I'll
right.
be like, it's mine.
So
it's mine.
I found out later I didn't get the job because it didn't occur to me. The other girl was black and I was white, and they specifically decided that they didn't have enough diversity there. They had lots
really?
Of white women, lots of little white girls, yeah. So
they didn't want your little white ass.
But here's the crazy thing. They actually told me that.
No.
Can you imagine today if you said that to somebody?
Yeah,
the
discrimination.
Lawsuit that would come down.
Yeah, discrimination. You'd be like, you
yeah.
discriminated exactly against me because you were white.
Right. I mean, they didn't say it that bluntly, but they were like, you know, we don't have enough diversity here. We really liked you if something else comes up, you know. Yeah.
I'm looking at little things.
Oh, what other notes did you take about the Golden Globes?
I don't know. Let's see what I wrote here. Because I have my favorites. I have to say, I really do have my favorites. Love Denzel Washington.
Yeah, I felt terrible for him because he's Cecil D. Talented.
I'm glad he won, though. Yeah, but why do you feel bad for him?
Because his speech was bizarre.
Wait a second. Wait. What was that?
I know.
What was that? Hold on. Something about the watts on a light bulb that he was thanking his father for. But I want to tell you something. I was upset with him because I think he's so brilliant, and I love him. I love his personality. The one thing he said, yes, thank you. He said, thank you, God. Okay, thanks, God. So he's got substance and faith, which I think makes him who he is.
Right.
He's got substance, which is far and few beyond in Hollywood. I mean, really.
Right.
But what the heck was that speech? Did you get the light bulbs?
No, I didn't understand light bulbs. I kept asking for glasses. It's like you knew you were getting this award.
You were getting up there. And honestly, why the F do you need effing glasses when you've been in 80 friggin' movies, you've memorized 1,000 speeches.
Right.
Why don't you? Me and you could get up there and we would not need this. We could just go up there and be like, oh my God. Like,
okay, let me hear your speech. Wait, I'm going to give you an award right now. Okay,
okay.
So here is your Golden Globe. It's the Cecil B. DeMille is an acting guy.
Yeah.
So instead, I will give you the Christian Dior.
Christian Dior. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dior Award.
Yeah. No, I would start by just gratefulness. I would say thank you, thank you, thank you. First of all, to all my fans, because you've made it possible for me to be up here today. Your support, you're all the ones who came to the movies, I mean, obviously, to watch me and support me and on social media. So I would thank all my fans. I would thank God and say thank you because, you know, you've made me who I am today.
Mm-hmm.
And you've given me this amazing gift because I'm so perfect. No, I'm teasing.
No.
Well,
no,
but I would say something like, no, and thank you to my family. Thank you, you know, to my husband for supporting me, my son and the love, and especially to my mom and dad who raised me and always encouraged me from when I was, you know, from when I was just a little teeny bitty kid to, you know, always encouraged me that I can do and accomplish anything I ever wanted. So it's just about gratefulness. I mean, obviously, something like
I think
that.
I think you also tell a little, like, cute anecdote. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Especially if you're an actor. Like, I would have said, oh, this script, I can't read this. I don't have my glasses. But let me tell you a story. When I was first starting out as an actor, my acting coach said to me, say no to nothing.
Yeah.
And I thought at the time, he's crazy. I'm busy. I can't do everything. But you know what?
Do
he was right. He said, say no to nothing, and you never know who's going to end up somewhere. And I did all kinds of stuff for free. I did theater for free. I did movies where they paid me just lunch. And and that director ended up being Martin Scorsese. You know, and
it's true.
He's got to have some story like that. You're Denzel Washington. You don't have an anecdote.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how do you not?
Anecdote.
And you know what? They were comparing. Like, look at all of the people. Like, I loved, who was it that gave the speech before that about Scorsese and Pacino and De Niro and Cagney? And
it was Tom Hanks who
Tom
was saying
Hanks.
That it's a finite amount
it's
of people.
It's a finite amount of people. So, I mean, it was very profound. This award is an honor.
Right.
How do you get up there? Your whole family's there. You're not even thanking your damn family. Mm. Like, as a man, like, and his family's like, what about us? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they kind of looked a little bit. I
introduce
don't know.
Us. They're
introduce
standing right there.
Us,
you know,
like,
this is
right.
my son,
that's,
Greg.
That's
you know?
Right. I was looking. Was that a guy or a girl?
I don't know.
I was a little confused.
He didn't introduce us.
He
we
didn't
don't know.
Introduce us. So I don't. That's what I was trying to figure out. It's great. I don't know if you're a guy or a girl. You're cute, whoever you are, with your little suit on, but and in the little braids in your head. But I was kind of like, oh, wait, is that his son or is that his daughter?
Right.
And I would have liked to have known. Is that like Joanna John? I don't know. Like. I couldn't figure it out. Maybe it was just late because I taped it. I was watching late. But he should have introduced. So I was a little disappointed because I love him. I think he's, looking at all the movies he has done, I'm like, wow, he's talented. And I just like him. So,
but you know what? The fact that he didn't take the speech seriously and the fact that he was up there kind of like joking around and acting like a four-year-old who was
he
like.
He really was.
It made me feel like he didn't really respect the Golden Globes or respect the award
I
or
agree.
Respect
and
the
that's,
foreign press.
I agree. And that's a very profound award. Like it's an honor. And yet why with all the people that have gotten it before you, why not give this, I don't know.
Say one thing from the heart. That's it.
One thing. It was kind of stupid. My glasses. And then the wife is behind him going, oh, you want me to read it? Oh, I don't have my glasses. I'm like, they were like two little cackling fools.
Yeah.
Kind of.
It was kind of bizarre.
Yeah, that was bizarre. Yeah, that's true. Who else? Oh, my God. Goldie Hawn's daughter. What's her name?
Oh, Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson, I think, was bombed.
Bombed.
Between me and you, she was bombed.
Oh, my God. Her Joe, face, we were watching it, and Joe said, she's on something. That's not just alcohol.
That's not her. I don't know. Personally, she had too much Botox.
Yes.
I cannot stand that, like, no expression. She couldn't even, her eyes were, so, her forehead was beyond tight in her eyes that she was looking straight.
Yeah.
And she had no expression. And I like her.
It started at the red carpet. I don't know if you watched the red carpet with E, but Ryan Seacrest. So Ryan Seacrest is interviewing, I don't know, somebody, and she steps into the interview, and he realized that she's on something.
She was.
So he passes. He's like, thanks so much for stopping by, Kate. Anyway, here comes. And like went to the very next person.
Yes.
He could not wait to push her off. I'm like, wow, he's pushed off Kate Hudson. She is trying really desperately to revive her career, and that's the outfit she chose to do it in.
I didn't like it.
No, she
didn't
ridiculous.
Enough with the belly out. It's like it's kind of like passé. It's like did it, done it, and it was too low. I have to be honest with you. I noticed that was kind of like the look of the night. Everyone had not the belly out, but the low, very low plunging neckline. Everyone had not huge boobs, but the low plunging neckline. I think it's too much. And I'm one for skin, and I like to show skin, but that's really not, it's not my look. It's not my taste.
You can blame Jennifer Lopez, because remember she wore that dress back in the day, and everybody went berserk and made fun of that dress, and it was the big story. Now, literally, everybody is in the exact
same
dress.
Everybody had the low plunging. They were all sitting there. And whoever was doing their makeup, obviously they all have different makeup artists, but maybe it was the cameras. They all looked very oily to me. I like that dewy, like J-Lo always has that beautiful, dewy, glowy look.
Yeah.
But a little too oily for my liking.
How about J-Lo with the blonde hair and look? I mean, she looked like Meryl Streep. When she first walked up, I was like, who's that old lady?
I didn't like the cape
talking.
Look.
No,
not the
but
cape
But that's
look.
The new thing. I saw like 5 cape dresses last night, too.
Not crazy about that. Who was your favorite? I loved Jamie Foxx's daughter was there assisting the people. She's a pretty kid.
The Miss Golden Globes.
Yes, Miss Golden Globes.
You know, that has launched some careers because Dakota Johnson was Miss Golden Globes a few years ago.
Oh, was she?
Melanie Griffith was Miss Golden Globes years before that, and Laura Dern was, and so a lot of actors that you know now who are the children of famous people. Rumor Willis was also a Miss Golden Globe.
Who's Rumor Willis? Why don't I know her? Willis?
Yeah, Demi.
Oh, yes.
Demi Moore.
Yes.
And Bruce Willis's daughter,
Who's on Dancing with the Stars?
Thank
Love
you.
Her. Okay,
yeah,
great,
exactly.
Great.
So she was a Miss Golden Globe. So that almost is like you're the daughter of the famous people, and we're expecting great things from you.
I like her. I like her. Yeah. So it was good. And then The Bachelor. We had The Bachelor. Did you see that last week?
Please. I know that's our show. I was thinking about you the whole time.
Because we talked about it last Monday, and I have to say I love doing these podcasts Monday because then tonight at 12 a.m. it comes out and everybody gets to listen to it. What do you think about him? Some of my friends love him. Some of my friends are like, oh no, he cries already. And I'm like, I think it's sweet he cries. It shows his emotional, you know, some people.
He's such a regular guy. I mean, if you look at all the guys from Caitlyn's season, he wouldn't have been my choice. But I think he's not a bad choice. I think he's just very regular and very sweet. The thing that I've heard, the rumor that's going around is the girl that I loved for him, Olivia.
Who? Which one is that?
Okay,
I'm bad with the names.
She's the blonde.
I know them by what they did, what they wore, the unicorn, the horse.
Oh, okay. She's the one. She was in like a shimmery silver dress. She's the one who was a news reporter who gave up her
journalist
career.
Very pretty.
Right. So here's the story about her now. This is according to Us Weekly and Life and Style all did this about her.
No.
She was going to quit her job anyway. She also dumped her boyfriend because she wants to be famous. And she has no interest whatsoever in Ben. This is the rumor. Who knows? She has no interest in Ben. She just wants to... Another fame whore. She just wants to be like a host on E! Or she wants to be famous.
And she happens to be very beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Even my son is like, oh my God, she's stunning. Like Giovanni was flipping over her.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's beautiful. Now she annoys me. So now she's out. I happen to like the one with... All right.
Who do you like?
I happen to like the one that has the two little kids. She's tiny. She's
cute. Yeah, yeah.
You know, and people don't know how he's going to take to that, too, because, you know, I like the fact that she has kids. I hope he doesn't judge her on that. Or some people say, oh, he's going to look at that as baggage. I hate that word. Kids are never baggage. I don't think he will.
He's a family guy, remember. He kept calling his parents.
Yes, and me being a single mom when I was for 11 years, like, and I had a son, I always said that person better love my son, you know, as much as they love me, even before me. That's my kid. He came for me. So I have a very soft spot for single moms.
Right.
So I want her to be happy, and I want someone to love those kids like they're their own. So I kind of like her. She has a soft spot in my heart. I don't, now being a twin, I love twins, but I got to tell you, they get on my nerves.
They're not going to be there long?
A little bit.
They also?
I don't know why. I'm trying to have an open mind and not judge them, but they're a little too, and I know twins have great energy, so I don't know, maybe people look at Nicole and I sometimes like, oh my God, they're so happy and go lucky, but they're a little too like, oh my God, oh my God. Like they're a little too.
It's put on.
Bopsy, bopsy, like tone it down a bit. There's having fun and great energy. But then, I don't know, they're coming off a little bit ditzy to me.
It almost feels like they're not really twins and they were cast as twins. Like, because they're trying so hard. But I will tell you, they're also on the list of Us Weekly of people who just are there to be famous. They're 23.
Yeah.
They're not looking to get married, either one of them.
You think?
No,
I think they just want to be.
23? They also want some fame.
Some fame.
That's why they're there.
They show. Yeah. So we're going to see. We'll see how this progresses. Next week, we'll get Nicole's opinion on who she likes. I liked the one with the unicorn head.
Yeah.
See
that?
Those stick out to me. Yeah. And I thought she was very pretty. I mean, superficially, her looks were stunning.
I'm with you. I think the mom of two, she's my favorite.
Like her. I like her a lot. So I'm kind of rooting for her. I'm like, yes, let's go, Mom. Let's go. So I'm hoping.
Exactly. All right. Well, that's going to do it for us this week. Thank you so much for listening to what's the name of the show? Girls in Heels.
Girls in Heels.
And we really miss Nicole. We'll talk to her next week. We'll see what she thinks of The Bachelor.
She better have a plane for her client.
Get a plane, Nicole. Get a plane.
Get a plane. Go. Fly, girl. Fly. Love you all. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. And we'll be back next week. Thanks for downloading.